And Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We congratulate former Alito head coach Coley Welter. Of course, had a great tenure leading the Alito Green Dragon program. And I was doing the math today. There's been 50 state championship seasons played within IHSA football. And Coach Welter has been in 7 state championship games in the 50 years of the playoff system. And then I think his 30th year coaching overall, 7 of 30, you've been able to take your teams to the final game of the season. Are you reflective when you talk about those numbers? So impressive. Congratulations, Coach Welter.
Well, thank you very much. I am reflective as I get older because I realize how fun, how much enjoyment you get out of this, and I'm more reflective from the standpoint that I like to watch the kids and the my other coaches, you know, some who have been there, but some who have not. And just, I just like to watch the process and what, you know, how much enjoyment they get out of it. But, yeah, I'm very blessed, to be the places I've been. And, we've talked about many times, so thankful for my time at Alito and fortunate to have great players and great coaches that have allowed me to do this.
And still, I know great relationships in Alito, and I saw kind of a social media movement where some Alito groups are, you know, connecting and organizing and plan to be at Illinois State University for the 3A game. That's pretty neat that, you know, you've been gone for 15 years, but still have this impressive connection that I know has to be very meaningful to you.
Hugely meaningful to me. It's what it's all about, you know, and it's exactly what it's all about. So thankful again for continue those relationships and to hear from so many people this week, not just this week, but, you know, at different times throughout my career. I was at Darren Blazer's wedding this summer and got to reconnect with a lot of kids. And that ultimately is what it is all about.
Well, tell us about this season at Monticello. I've been tracking you a little bit in the postseason in some absolutely banana games where, you know, you have to stop a two-point conversion to advance. I think that was in the second round maybe against Benton. And then last week, what a wild finish where it looked like a Hail Mary was going to do you in. They get it called back for an illegal man downfield and you win. And it's against an arch rival that you lost to in week 9. How do you explain this 2024 season?
Yeah, sometimes things seem to work out, right? That game in Benton, we had in control for a while, had a 99-yard touchdown called back that would have made it 21-0, and then we kind of reeled from there. Benton kind of took over and have it come down to a 2-point conversion when we hadn't stopped them very well, and to get that stop was incredible. And then, like you said, Unity's had our number over the years. The number of games we've lost in unusual circumstances has been unfortunate for us, and to almost suffer that again, but to not was incredible, especially with so much on the line. So yeah, it's a group of kids, 18 seniors that just kind of go with the flow. You know, they just kind of persevere. They listen really well. They take ownership in the program. They've been very deserving of the success that they've had.
So the dynamic of losing to an opponent in week 9, right? You never like to go in the postseason with a loss. And then you play that team, just 4 weeks later, as you mentioned, with a lot more on the line. What was the dynamic with that setup this year? Because I know, you know, Unity out of Tolono is one of those programs that year in and year out, they just continue to win. So I know that, you know, there was a lot on the line in week 9 and then had to turn around and play them again in week 13. What about that dynamic this year?
Yeah, there was even a scenario that if we would have beat them in week 9, we would have turned around and played them in round 1. So, you know, in some ways, maybe that worked out in our best interest. But yeah, they are an outstanding program, as you know, and they're a program that gets better every week. So, you know, they were rolling through the playoffs, and we knew it was a big hill to climb for us. But you also know rivalry games, anything can happen. And, you know, that was a game where I definitely felt like our kids really persevered. Even when things didn't look so well, kind of hung in there and, you know, gave themselves a chance. And it was very gratifying for a lot of reasons.
And so, you know, just looking at your career now, it's hard to believe you've been at Monticello 15 years. Does it feel like that?
It doesn't. I sometimes I remind myself that I have been here longer than I was at Aledo. You know, and as we all know, as we get older, everything seems to go faster. And it's hard to fathom. It's hard to fathom 30 years, let alone 15 at Monticello.
And I think about it when you talk about that body of work. Do you still enjoy it as much as you did in 1994 when you started the thing? And I think you were 2-7. I was looking at your record, 2-7. Yeah. You're like, I didn't enjoy it that much in 1994. Yeah. But I mean, it still exciting for you on Friday nights?
It is. It's different. I really probably when I was younger, like a lot of young coaches, just loved the game and loved the game in general. And Friday nights were exciting, but now I still enjoy the games, but I enjoy the practices and the off season. I relish that more because it's just the relationship building. That's the stuff that when I am done eventually, I will miss the most.
And I looked at this year, the IHSA with the 50 years of the state football playoffs, they have documented top 50 programs with, top 50 programs each week or, a couple of schools or a couple programs each week during the 14-week season here. Aledo / Mercer County, of course, ranked 24. What did that mean to you? Because you were, five trips to the state title game in three state championships in your tenure at Aledo in that 11-year period. How significant and what did that mean to you, getting that type of ranking?
Well, I will say, little side note, I was part of that committee, and I don't know how many people were on. I think there was quite a few, but that was a very difficult process. I took that very seriously, that ranking, and obviously was being part of that run at Aledo was incredible. That you talk about being reflective, and sometimes you look back and think, man, what so many good kids and coaches and the community. I mean, it was just that was such a great time of my life, and to think, man, 5 times in 11 years, that was a lot of fun to be a part of, and a lot of credit to a lot of people for making that happen.
All right, and the other thing I think about when I talk to you in terms of loving the game, I'm talking about as it relates to high school football in Illinois. You're still stoked on Friday night after you get done playing. Hey, I want to see how, these teams did, or I want to track this score or Saturday morning. Do you still do that? I mean, it's still a big thing for you to do that.
It is huge. Yeah. And I mean, the older I get, the more coaches I know, I'm, one of the first places I'm always looking is, how did Mercer County do? How did Aledo do? How did the programs that have kids involved, that I'm connected with do, it's one of the first things you do when you get back to the locker room and, you're hanging out with your coaches. Absolutely. Stay connected that way.
And each year brings its own set of circumstances and dynamics. And I know people like you to compare this team to that team, but I think you've probably done it long enough where you say, really, you can't compare team to team. It's just a different thing each year, and especially when you talk about kind of what has just changed with how interscholastic sports have kind of evolved, I guess, in the last 30 years, right? There are a lot of moving parts in high school sports these days. So I think it's probably tough to really draw comparisons, isn't it?
I think so. We talk about it, those coaches that have been in it for a while, and just the different systems, the different ways people go about things, the matchups matter more perhaps now than they used to, but there's so many variables that go into it, as you mentioned, and so many dynamics that it really is hard to compare, just like it is in any, trying to compare, the 27 Yankees to, the Dodgers this year. It's not possible. I don't think it is. It's fun to try to do, but it's not possible.
All right, give us the scout on this 3A state title game. You have to take on, one of these very proud and one of these tradition-rich parochial schools in Lombard Montini. So what's it going to take to pull off this victory on Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, they're incredibly good. You know, obviously a program that has the record for the most consecutive appearances in state championship games, and that was when they were 5A and 6A, and they still play that type of a schedule. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to Lou Holtz you here a little bit, but it's pretty genuine. They're extremely good, so we're going to have to keep the ball out of their hands, and we're going to have to move the chains, all that stuff. We're going to have to win the turnover battle. We're going to have to do all that stuff just to kind of be in the game. But, yeah, we're going to go there and give it our best shot and do whatever we can, and obviously follow that whole cliche that, you know, you respect everyone, fear no one, and, you know, give it our best shot.
Well, I'm curious, when's the last time that you've been, like, at Pratt Memorial Field? And I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be at a game. Like, when's the last time, have you visited, like, when you've been in town or in the county, like, within the last couple of years?
If I get home and visit my mother-in-law, you know, and you know, I will make an attempt to drive by and see things. You know, obviously we still have our house there, and but yeah, mostly, you know, I can't say when I've actually gotten to walk on the field, you know, other than just a driving by. You know, I had made some games back, you know, during the seasons where, you know, like in 2012, got to see them play there. But yeah, no, since with all the changes that have been made there, you know, not really gotten the opportunity to just kind of walk around and kind of relive the old days, so to speak.
Yeah, 2012, that was only 12 years ago.
I know, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anything else you need to tell the fine people of Aledo and Mercer County before we let you leave us so you can pull off this victory on Friday down at Hancock Stadium, Coach Welter?
Other than just my gratitude, I really genuinely thankful for the time my family and me, just for the people that, you know, that were there then and are still there now, that in the support we still get, even after, like you said, 15, 16 years of being away, it's very indebted to the community. So thank you.
Yeah. And I want to, while you were speaking there, I was thinking of one more thing. I think it was last weekend, I was like doom scrolling on social media after you won. And I went on, somehow your oldest daughter was tagged in one of these social media posts, and I went on her social media page, her ex account, and I scrolled down. That's Aaliyah Welter, the oldest daughter, that I think is coaching at Wichita State, right? Is a pole vault coach at Wichita State. Well, I was, you know, she was retweeting some stuff, and I got to, and this is so crazy, I got to this point where she retweeted, there's a TV station in Champaign, I forget what the call letters are, and they had like, and I thought this was so awesome, it was like a year ago, I think, they had the top plays of like the week or something, and your youngest son for Monticello, Trey, made this unbelievable catch in the back of the end zone. And he goes across the track and he like face plants into the fence and caught the ball. And I'm like, incredible. It was crazy play. But anyway, so Aaliyah Welter is, so I'll give a family update here. So Aaliyah Welter was a Louisville track athlete and now coach at Wichita State, pole vault coach at Wichita State, right? So what's Tyus doing now? Give us an update on him.
Tyus graduated, got his master's at Notre Dame, and then like a lot of kids that age, still didn't know what he wanted to do. So he is working at the University of Texas. He decided to move to Austin, working at the University of Texas in the Department of Middle Eastern Studies, and enjoying that, but still trying to figure out kind of the direction he wants to go, but enjoying working there right now.
So, and then Kiara is doing what?
She's a junior at University of Illinois and going to get her master's in social work. And then Trey is playing basketball in SEMO Prep School in Cape Girardeau. He was going to try to play basketball out of high school and was heavily interested in going to do that. But we thought another year of growth or whatever maturity would be helpful. So he's playing at prep school down there in Cape Girardeau, and that's, you know, and then we'll see what he'll do next year.
Yeah, and then Angie's still teaching right at Monticello. Is she, what grade is she teaching there?
She is kindergarten. She's one of the crazy ones. So she's got kindergarten. Yep.
All right. See, we get a whole Welter family update.
I'm not sure anybody wanted that,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, they did. So now you can go back to game planning for this Montini game on Friday. But Coach Roy, it's great to talk with you. And I know so many people that if they're not at the game on Friday, I know a lot of people in Alita will be tuned into that Monticello game. So you know that all these people back here are rooting for you and the Sages.
That means a lot.
And so my RFD radio job, we always do picks every Friday. In the last 3 weeks, you know, we've had Monticello, and every Friday I'm all in for the Sages. So
and you were at Central Catholic too. I appreciate that.
And I picked you again Friday. And then my other Farm Bureau connection, it's funny because I was talking to one guy that's the director of national legislation for Illinois Farm Bureau. And I was talking to him one day, and I said, well, where'd you go to school at? And he said, Colfax Ridgeview. And I said, well, when'd you graduate? He's like 1990-something. I said, was Coach Welter there? And he goes, yeah, I played football for him. So it's a small world anyway. So
That's crazy. Yeah.
So anyway, good luck, Coach. Everybody's rooting for you in Alito, and all in for the Sages. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, Jim. It was always great talking to you. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to WRMJ.